And I'm Ross Reynolds. In 2004, Seattle Mountaineer Chad Kellogg told the Tacoma News Tribune newspaper, quote, "I imagine I'll probably go when a boulder falls on me, or I fall into a crevasse." Well, last Friday, Chad Kellogg was climbing Mount Fitzroy on the border between Argentina and Chile, and a falling boulder killed him. Dan Aylward is a longtime friend and climbing partner of Chad. He told me about Chad's favorite kind of climbing.
First ascents, climbing mountains that had never been climbed before, or routes on mountains that had never been climbed before. And he spent a lot of his time trying to figure out new routes in remote places in Nepal, a lot in the Himalayas, and figuring out how to climb them best.
Chad Kellogg's life was not untouched by climbing tragedy, was it?
That's absolutely right.
What are some of the things that happened to people near to him?
Well, one of the most significant events was his wife, Lara, who was a really good friend of mine as well. And when she died in 2007, he was on another climbing trip in China at the time. And she died on Mount Wake in Alaska, which was a trip that I was supposed to be on originally as well. And so that shook him very deeply. And I think the Outside Magazine reported that in an interview with him that he had 17 people in his life pass away within just a relatively short period of years. So,
did you ever talk with him about why he still wanted to climb after all that tragedy associated with climbing in his life?
Yeah, in fact, I did talk with him some, and it seemed to actually motivate him to climb more because it drove home the point that life is really short. It can end at any point, and it's really important to focus on doing the things that are most important to you, which to him was climbing, spending time in the mountains, and also spending time with friends and making sure everybody around him knew how much he cared about them.
Did that tenacity Chad Kellogg had when it came to climbing carry over into other parts of his life?
It absolutely did. I worked with him a lot as well. My dad owns apartment buildings here in the U District, and we do remodeling projects, and he worked with us on those remodeling projects. We had a lot of fun working together and remodeling the apartments, and he was always very, very focused on getting the job done and making it very efficient and maximizing the usefulness of every minute that he was spending.
Mm-hmm. What was Chad like to climb with?
He was, I would say, very safe. I felt very safe with him. And it was an honor to climb with him. I felt more comfortable climbing with him than almost anyone else I've climbed with. It may sound counterintuitive given some of the things that he has done. He has actually chosen to do routes that are pretty dangerous, but he always does them in a very safe way. Anything he decides to do, he tries to do it as safe as possible.
Is there something you'll take away from having known him in your life?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think that's a very hard, of course, the answer is yes. But to articulate exactly what it is, it's very complicated. he'll touch me in many ways throughout the rest of my life. There's no question.
Your thoughts must have gone back to a lot of experience you had with him since you got the news.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I was, just down there in Patagonia. I wasn't actually climbing with him, but I was climbing with another partner who's a friend, and we were staying at the same place down there. So I feel very close to what actually just recently happened.
What do you think his story means for the mountaineering community?
Well, it's definitely a shock. People who climb like that, people who are in the climbing community, they understand that this sort of thing happens. It happens tragically frequently, and most people in the community don't climb because it is dangerous. But when things like this happen, it reminds them, of course, that there is always danger. And it was doing something that many of them have had experience doing before, pulling the rope and rocks coming down as a result of that. When the rope gets stuck, that's something I've experienced many times, but it's never been to the point where a rock fell on me. But
you know at least two people who died, Chad and his wife, mm-hmm. from climbing.
Yeah.
Does it make you reconsider your devotion to it?
It certainly makes me think about it, but it isn't going to make me stop. but I'm going to continue thinking about Chad and his experience as I have thought about the experiences of everybody I've known who has had any climbing accidents every time I go climbing, for sure.
Before Dan Aylward left, I asked him if there was anything else he wanted people to know about the late Chad Kellogg.
it's really easy to focus on the climbing aspect of his personality and the intensity and how much he could suffer and how hard he strove for his goals. But there was really a softer side to Chad as well. He was really warm and really enjoyable to be around. He could be quiet and stubborn at times, but he was also very funny. He had a really quirky sense of humor. And in just so many aspects of his personality, he'll be missed greatly.
Does a Chad Kellogg joke or prank come to mind?
Well, I mean, climbers have a reputation maybe perhaps second only to longshoremen in terms of the crassness of their humor. So I'm not sure I could
maybe
actually...
Maybe not radio friendly.
Yeah, exactly.
Dan Aylward, longtime friend and fellow climber, telling us about mountaineer Chad Kellogg, who died in a mountaineering accident last Friday. This is The Record on KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Ross Reynolds.